Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with isolated rain showers likely. High temperatures reach up to 46. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 34. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 48. Clear skies and dry Wednesday and Thursday with highs in low 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 36.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. An investigation is underway after an officer-involved shooting in Kansas City. Brandon Dixon has more.
Happened early Sunday morning when a trooper tried to pull three people in a vehicle over for speeding and they reportedly fled. After leading police on a pursuit down I-35, the suspect vehicle then drove toward a trooper that had gotten out of his vehicle and the trooper shot at the car, injuring a passenger. The driver and a passenger were taken into custody while the injured passenger was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. No troopers were hurt. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A remodel is in the works at the Salina Airport. The Salina Airport Authority received an $8.8 million grant from the FAA to add a second gate and baggage claim area at Salina Regional Airport. Studies predict an increase in passengers flying out of Salina over the next 5 to 10 years. There are two flights daily out of Salina now, one to Denver and one to Chicago, and they could add a third to Houston. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Enroll at healthcare.gov by December 15th for coverage starting January 1st. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Unemployment rates across the Northwest Kansas region remain below 4%, except Decatur County, whose jobless rate was 4.2%. Locally, Phillips County is at 3%, Graham County is at 3.6%, Sheridan County is at 2.6%, Decatur County is at 4.2%, and Norton County has an unemployment rate of 2.7%. Preliminary estimates reported by the Labor Market Information Services Division of the Kansas Department of Labor and the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 3.4% in October for the state of Kansas, and this is an increase from 3.3% in September and an increase from 2.6% in October of 2023. Seasonally adjusted job estimates for Kansas indicate total non-farm payroll employment decreased by 200 from September. And total non-farm includes private sector and government employers, with private sector jobs decreasing by 1,500 over the month and government increasing by 1,300. Since October of 2023, Kansas's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 20,900, and this change is due to an increase of 15,900 private sector jobs and 5,000 government jobs. The Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship invites the public to take part in a memorable celebration recognizing the 10th anniversary of National Apprenticeship Week. And the third annual Kansas Works National Apprenticeship Week Summit will take place Thursday, November 21st in Salina, where the spotlight will shine on the vital role registered apprenticeships play in the state's workforce and economy. Since Governor Kelly established the office in 2022, the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship has grown significantly, achieving a 106% increase in new registered apprentices, from 862 in 2021 to 1,774 in 2024, and this growth has propelled Kansas from 39th in the nation to 29th, well on the way to becoming a top 25 state in apprenticeship rankings by 2025. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said the state's direct engagement with employers, the nurturing of new and existing partnerships, and a focus on equity are accelerating the number of registered apprentices in Kansas, and they'll continue making strategic coordinated investments that create more career opportunities for young Kansans. In conjunction with the summit on Thursday, Governor Kelly has proclaimed November 18th through the 22nd as Apprenticeship Week in Kansas, recognizing the significant growth of registered apprenticeship across key sectors, including construction, energy, advanced manufacturing, teacher education, and healthcare, and emergency apprenticeships in fields such as professional services, agriculture, aerospace, and IT highlight the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeships' commitment to fostering a highly skilled, adaptable workforce. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Department of Commerce at kansascommerce.gov. Officials have reported that Kansas is expected to take in about $72 million less in tax revenue next year than initial estimates projected. The revised state revenue estimate that was announced on Friday is the first since Governor Kelly signed a major bipartisan tax cut bill in June, which is expected to slash state taxes by $1.2 billion in the next 2.5 years. And the new estimate contained updated projections for state general fund revenue for fiscal year 2025, which ends in June. Officials estimated the state government will take in about $9.73 billion in revenue in fiscal year 2025, which is a $400 million decrease in 2024 total receipts. And while tax revenues are expected to decrease in 2025, estimates for other revenue sources increased by more than $12 million. The revised estimate is crafted through a consensus process with state officials and three consulting economists from state universities, and Kelly and the legislature will use the revised estimate to inform the annual budget process. Officials also presented their first estimates for fiscal year 2026, which begins in July of 2025, and they predicted $9.85 billion in revenue, an increase from the revised fiscal year 2025 estimate. Shirley Moreau, the director of the Kansas Legislative Research Department, stated at a Friday press conference that in the spring, when officials last updated the state's revenue estimates, the state's revenue and economy were deemed stable, and that's relatively the same. However, she said some risks do still exist, and among them are persistent inflation, high interest rates, potential global geopolitical impacts on commodities, and price declines in the agriculture sector that began in 2023. And they still have worries over drought conditions, which seem to have gotten a little worse over most of the state. In Nebraska news, on Thursday, just before 11 p.m., a 52-year-old man reported that his SUV was stolen near 14th Street and Old Cheney Road after he had met 29-year-old Tyler Livingood earlier that night at a gas station at 17th and Q Streets. Livingood asked him for a ride to the area of 14th and Old Cheney, so they drove to the Phillips 66 there. The victim went inside to buy some things, but realized he left his credit card in the SUV, so he gave Livingood the key and had him bring the card. However, when the victim finished paying, he saw that both Livingood and the vehicle were gone. The victim had a tracker on the SUV, which was almost out of gas, and he tracked it to the Phillips 66 off of Highway 77 and Rosa Parks Way and reported this to police. Officers found Livingood filling the tank and took him into custody. Police said they searched him and found 4 hydrocodone acetaminophen tablets, a prescription painkiller, but the bottle didn't have a name on it. The rear license plate was bent upward, and police think Livingood used a marker to change one of the numbers on the front license plate. He was charged with felony theft by unlawful taking and possession of a controlled substance, and he appeared in court on Friday, where a judge set his bond at $5,000. His next court hearing is scheduled for December 19th. The Lincoln Police Department on Friday arrested a teen after he pointed a gun at a hot dog vendor in downtown Lincoln. Just before 10:30 p.m., the Lincoln Police Department was sent to the area of 14th and O Streets after a report of someone driving around the area in a red pickup with a gun. Police were able to find the pickup, and the driver was identified as a 16-year-old male. An investigation showed that the teen was in a verbal confrontation with a hot dog vendor before pointing a handgun at him and driving away. The Lincoln Police Department said they found two handguns in the pickup, and the teen was determined to be under the influence. He was lodged in the Youth Services Center and released on multiple charges, including terroristic threats, minor in possession, and use of a firearm to commit a felony. According to the Nebraska Department of Transportation, weather permitting, a crack sealing project will begin today, November 18th, on U.S. 183. Crack sealing is a process of cleaning and filling open joints and cracks in the surface with sealant to prevent the entry of moisture and debris. State maintenance forces will be performing the crack seal from Reference Post 0 to Reference Post 9, north and south of Alma, and the work is anticipated to take 15 days. The traffic will be maintained with a pilot car and flaggers, and motorists are reminded to drive cautiously in and near work zones, to buckle up, and to put their phones down. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
November 18th through the 22nd is Crash Responder Safety Week, which recognizes those who clear roadways after a crash and promotes improved awareness to help keep responders safe. This year's theme is Responders Ahead, Reduce Your Speed as You Proceed. Kansas's Move Over Law requires drivers to move over or slow down when approaching a stationary emergency vehicle displaying flashing lights, including towing and recovery vehicles traveling in the same direction. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said you can enhance safety and increase response times for emergency responders by simply slowing down and moving over for them as they do their job. For more information about Crash Responder Safety Week, you can visit transportationops.org/TIM/CRSW. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt released the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas, and this report details the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Market Marketplace. Open enrollment is an opportunity for Kansans to make decisions about their health insurance coverage when you can stay on your current policy, if available, or enroll in a different policy from the same company or a different company. Schmidt said it's important for Kansans to make informed decisions when deciding which coverage is best for them and their families, and the Kansas Department of Insurance is ready to provide information and assist. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th. Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, and health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For more information on the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. The National Association of Medical Directors awarded its 2024 Spotlight Award to the Kansas Department of Health and Environment for Kansas Medicaid's remarkable flexibility and innovation throughout the Medicaid unwinding process. Kansas distinguished itself by successfully completing the unwinding on schedule with no application backlog, while continuously adapting its approach to address emerging challenges. The program's adaptability was evident in numerous rapid improvements implemented during unwinding, and they include protection of vulnerable populations, real-time process improvements, enhanced communication, digital transformation, and strategic form redesign. The state's establishment of a renewals advisory coalition provided crucial real-time feedback, allowing Kansas Medicaid to identify and address challenges quickly. And these strategic partnerships with stakeholders expanded the program's reach across the state, creating a comprehensive support system that will benefit Kansans well beyond the unwinding period. For more information about CanCare, you can visit their website at cancare.ks.gov. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty with whipped potatoes or cheese pizza with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken nuggets, roll, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, rain mainly before 5 p.m. with a high near 45 and breezy, with a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should be increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation today is 90%, with new precipitation amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of rain before 8 p.m. Should be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with the low around 34 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour tonight. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 48 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday it should be sunny with a high near 52 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 51. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 50. On Saturday it should be partly sunny with a high near 47. And on Sunday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 53. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 87%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.63, and the current dew point is 34 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State fell to Arizona State 24-14 Saturday night in Manhattan. After being shut out 21-0 during the first half, the Wildcats outscored the Sun Devils 14-3 in the second half, but that wasn't enough as they fell in the contest. Avery Johnson was 24-40 through the air for 258 yards with no touchdowns and two interceptions. He also had 6 carries for 21 yards and a touchdown on the ground. DJ Giddens led the way with 14 carries for 133 yards, no touchdowns though. Joe Jackson had a 4-yard touchdown run in the game for the other touchdown score. Defensively, the Wildcats gave up 398 total yards while only getting one sacked, with Desmond Purnell getting to the quarterback. K-State dropped out of the AP top 25 and would have been ranked 28th if they brought it out that far, and they're now 7-3 on the season and take on Cincinnati at 7 p.m. Saturday on ESPN2. Kansas State Women's Hoops looks to continue its undefeated start to the season as they welcome in Arkansas Little Rock for a matchup tonight at 6:30. You can watch that on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.